I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 2-2 draw with Tamworth. Mark, must be mixed emotions, really. Relief at the late equaliser, but frustration that we'd got ourselves in that position in the first place.
Yeah, after an hour, 65 minutes, we should have been, you know, if we'd have been 4-0 in front, I don't think anyone could have argued, especially the way we started the second half. We had chance after chance, got in some really good positions. Even in the first half, had good chances without, you know, really hitting top gear. But then, you know, we just seemed to think the game was won, and you know, we dropped really deep, invited them onto us. They never really had chances other than the two they've scored from, and they came from pretty dubious looking free kicks, and then, like you say, yeah, we're fortunate to get the penalty at the end, but with the two incidents that, well, three incidents really, the two free kicks that were given and then a blatant push on Andy Oldsworth for the first goal, I'm not too embarrassed to take a bit of look at the end, because I think with the way the decisions went today, we deserved that.
That goalkeeper made two really very good saves in the first part of that second half, but like you just alluded to, I mean, were the conditions any part to play today? I mean, that was a very low sunlight that we were playing into in the second half, because that second period of the second half, it just, the game totally turned in their favour.
Yeah, just a couple of lads saying, you know, they find it difficult to pick the ball up in the sun, and that leads to you dropping deep. And you do, you win in the game, you want to protect what you've got before you take too many chances. But yeah, we invited them onto us. We were dealing with what they had to throw at us really up until the last 10 minutes, and a couple of free kicks have led to goals, and not any, you know, not real quality delivery into the box, which has been well headed in, you know, scruffy ones that have ended up in the back of our net. Like I say, the first one, I can see the blatant push on Andy Oldsworth as he heads the ball clear from where I'm stood. So you know, if we win the game 1-0, you come away thinking, well, we've played okay, we've created a lot of chances, then we get a little bit of luck. Well, look at the end, like I say, look that I think we warranted after what had happened before that. And Nicky Bosch, credit to him, steps up and sticks a great penalty away against a keeper who went the right way and has had an excellent game for him.
12 months ago, of course, it was that time when we were sat after the Altrincham game, which was, we were third from bottom, and you managed to turn things round across the course of last season. You know, 12 months on from that, here we are, home draw, and it feels very disappointing. It was a totally different situation, wasn't it, 12 months ago?
Yeah, it was. You know, that, I mean, that's in the past now. We've, you know, that's formed part of my grounding, I suppose, for where I am today. But yeah, just concentrating on where we are this season and what we think we need to do to progress, and without getting into top gear today, we've created more than enough chances to win this game and Tuesday's game as well, but we didn't, and we've got to be more clinical, pick the right pass when we get in good areas, finish the chances when they come along, and if we are only 1-0 up in a game, see it out better than what we did today. We're going to Tuesday. It stretches the unbeaten run. Hopefully, you know, getting that goal at the end is a bit of momentum for us to take into that game, and you know, try and get 3 points there.
Yeah, it's a different challenge though now, isn't it? Just because the expectations with us now that we've got to push on and we've got to get to the top. And
yeah,
does that present different challenges? You know, you've got turnaround of the players to get them ready for Tuesday night now.
Well, there's different pressure. The pressure, you know, to being at the top of the league and the expectations there, like you say. I think that probably weighed on us a little bit early on in the season. I think we've overcome that. Performances have been better over the last few weeks, and certainly, you know, we're 5-6 unbeaten now in the league. And today we should have won the game. There's absolutely no question about it. We should have won that game, regardless of how well we played or not. We should have won that game. But you know, the good teams, the way where we'll stay in the top five this season is by adding 3 points to the one we've got today, and then, you know, you're on your 2 points a game target. But you know, we need to play better and do better than we did today in certain areas of the pitch. Pleased with some of the aspects of the performance, disappointed in others, and I expect a good performance on Tuesday night, and I'm sure we'll get one.
Yeah, it is a tough place to go, isn't it, Stourbridge Bridge, and it'll be another tough encounter.
Yeah, it will. It's they play really good football, full time team, so they're well drilled and organised, and you know, play some good stuff there. Probably lucky last year. You know, you look at performances, we didn't play well there, but managed to sneak a win late on there, and when probably we deserved nothing out of the game. But yeah, we'll go there. We're well prepared. Lads seem okay in the dressing room, no obvious knocks with the exception of Josh Wilson. You know, we'll play on the positives that we've created a lot of chances today. If we go down another day, like the Oxford game a couple of weeks ago, we created a lot of chances, stuck far away. Today just didn't quite happen for us in front of goal when it, you know, when it could have done and would have led to a comfortable victory. But credit to the lads in the end for getting something back, regardless of how lucky it was.
Thanks, Mark.